Qatar is a major ally of United States. That means Qatar also have United States Air Defense Network, the Patriot PAC-3 air defense system. But that failed to respond. And that raises questions about a potential system's failure or deliberate non-engagement. In theory, these systems should be able to detect and intercept incoming fighter aircraft or missiles. But that didn't happen. That's because, again, two things might have happened. One, these systems could not intercept or detect the trajectory of the incoming ballistic missiles. If that is the case, then serious question will be raised about Qatar's $1 billion investment. And point number two, Qatar's air defense systems are partially under US command control. Because to operate the Patriot defense system, they rely heavily on United States radars. Now that makes political control as important as technical ability. In other words, US commanders chose not to fire and avoid any escalation with Israel.